From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. That's an Iraqi general, and he's saying special forces troops have taken control of the state television building inside Mosul. The government troops entered the city for the first time since 2014, when it was taken over by the Islamic State group. Major General Sami al-Ardidi said the troops engaged in fighting with IS militants. He said IS fighters had erected barriers throughout the city to try to stop the advance of Iraqi troops. Analysts say the fighting ahead is likely to be more difficult in the coming weeks, in part because of the city's captive civilian population. The United Nations is warning the Syrian government and rebel forces that they may be guilty of war crimes in the Syrian city of Aleppo. Government troops have been trying to take control of rebel-held neighborhoods in the city's east, carrying out a siege that has cut off food and aid to the area. An independent investigation into July's violence in South Sudan's capital has concluded UN personnel failed to protect civilians. Margaret Bashir reports.
The investigation, headed by retired Dutch General Patrick Cammaert, found that a lack of leadership on the part of key senior mission personnel culminated in a chaotic and ineffective response to the violence. The fighting between government soldiers supporting President Salva Kiir and troops loyal to opposition leader Riek Machar erupted July 8th near the presidential palace. More than 300 people were killed, and the fighting led to attacks, killings, rapes, looting, and other atrocities on the local population and foreign aid workers. Peacekeepers from China and Nepal were singled out for their poor performance during the episode. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
This is VOA News. Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump rallied supporters Tuesday in states they see as crucial to winning the November 8th U.S. presidential election. Clinton is making stops in three cities in Florida. Recent opinion polls show Trump with a 1 percentage point edge over her in that state. Trump is visiting two states Tuesday where polls for months have shown Clinton ahead, Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. National surveys are continuing to show Clinton leading Trump by about 2 to 4 percentage points. Democrats are trying to win control of enough seats to gain the upper hand in the U.S. Senate. After 6 years of Republican control, Democrats hope to gain by winning key extra races. The fate of the Senate rests in the hands of the voters from six states. Three of those historically vote Republican. Amnesty International is demanding Russia immediately and unconditionally release Ildar Dadin. He's an anti-Kremlin protester jailed for participation in unauthorized demonstrations. In a statement Tuesday, the rights group also urged Russian authorities to investigate Dadin's allegations of torture described in a letter from prison. Civil society activists in India and Pakistan are urging the governments of both countries to de-escalate military tensions and resume peace talks. The two nations have been firing at each other over the Kashmir line of control for weeks. The Pakistan-India People's Forum for Peace and Democracy fears the fighting could escalate into a full-blown war between the two countries. Italy observed All Saints Day Tuesday, and as they did, earthquake aftershocks again hit the central part of the Italian peninsula. Thousands of people were left homeless by a weekend quake that destroyed centuries-old towns. Aftershocks were coming at a rate of about 2 or 3 per hour. The Civil Protection Agency estimates that a total of 100,000 people have been affected in some way by Sunday's quake. China debuted its J-20 stealth fighter Tuesday at Airshow China in the city of Zhuhai. Two of the planes made brief appearances at the show's opening ceremonies. The capabilities of the J-20 remain unknown. At least 13 people are dead, another 20 missing after an explosion at a coal mine in China's Chongqing region. The Xinhua News Agency says the explosion at the privately owned Jinshango mine happened before noon on Monday. Mount Sinabung on Sumatra Island has erupted again. The volcano roared back to life in 2010 for the first time in 400 years. It has remained active ever since. Indonesian experts say the volcano erupted 16 times on Tuesday. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.